Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We want to talk about the national championship game coming up in 4 days on Monday with our buddy Danny Cannell, who's presented by BetOnline.net. And we'll do that in just a second on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. But Danny, I actually want to start with Daniels because we talked so much about him with you last year and then ahead of the draft. What do you make of the year he is putting together and the playoff run? Now, the first rookie QB to go on the road and win in the last 9 tries.
I'll tell you, it has been so much fun to watch this player develop. You mentioned it. He's probably one of the most likable because he genuinely is likable. You know, like there have been some quarterbacks who come in and they might have success and they don't handle it very well, or they're a little cocky and they get ahead of themselves. From the minute he stepped in that building, I feel like he's just – he's been the perfect example of how to handle yourself as a pro. He checked his ego at the door. He went to work. I love the pairing. It's also interesting, too, because I was actually doing some stuff with CBS Sports HQ, and I remember a lot of people did not love the Dan Quinn hire, but I thought it was a great pairing with bringing in Cliff Kingsbury to help get Jaden Daniels up to speed, to build a system around him would work, with guys like Terry McLaurin, veterans that would help mentor him. And it has been just incredible to watch it, and it's been a ton of fun. And I tell you, I'm not going to call the outright upset, but I guarantee Detroit's probably like, oh crap, we got to play this team. You know, like there's definitely some of that, because they're just that team that kind of is just young enough and naive enough to not realize what they're capable of doing, which is a good thing, and like feeling like, you know what, we can beat anybody, anytime, any place. And I think this is going to be a tough out for Detroit.
So, Danny, one more on Daniels, if you don't mind. You made the jump from major college, you know, prominent, playing super meaningful games at the highest level, to the NFL. The fact that he's doing this as a rookie, and he doesn't look like a rookie, and only in name only is he a rookie, that's the part I kind of can't get over, right? I mean, can you imagine, go back to the mid to late 90s when you got drafted, and imagine now walking in, it's like, okay, man, we can't really stop anybody. We can't really run it. We don't have any marquee wide receivers opposite 17. But anyway, just if we get the ball late, go win it for us. Like, can you imagine that at that age?
I can't. I really can't. And that's why I do have such an appreciation for guys like Jaden who do come in ready to go. Mentally, I was nowhere near ready to make that jump. It's already a big enough jump to consume an NFL playbook and to handle the workload that comes with the verbiage, with recognizing defenses. But even from the mental standpoint of just being able to handle being a franchise quarterback, being able to be a multimillionaire, being a professional athlete where there are a lot of temptations, right? It's easy to, you know, get stuck in that lifestyle and not prioritize the right things. And this is from somebody who was a pretty good kid, but I, you know, all of a sudden I was in New York City and I was able to go to certain parties and movie premieres. And I ate it all up and probably didn't prioritize my time the way that I should have. And just, it took me a while to understand, oh, wait, I'm one of 32 guys. I have to I have to kind of button things up and act like a professional, a 30-year-old veteran, but I didn't. And I probably, it took me 3 or 4 years before I realized that when it was almost too late. So to see somebody that comes in with the mindset that he has, that goes in and talks to Bobby Wagner in the offseason and asks him about the defensive side, what are you guys seeing from me? Like, it's just light years ahead in maturity of where most guys are. So it's just really a testament to him and the mindset that he's come in there with. And I think, again, it goes back to why people like him and like rooting for him, because he is doing things the right way.
Yeah, that part's blown me away. Been absolutely amazing. That's not even talking about the on-the-field excellence. Danny Cannell of BetOnline.net. Check out BetOnline for a plethora of college football playoff final game and players lines, plus opening odds for the 2026 college football playoff. Already, we will get to the game, I promise, but I want to sneak in one more, which is to ask you about the 2025 quarterback class. It was only a couple of weeks ago, that we found out who's picking where and how the draft order is going to go. It just feels to me like there's not a home run or a slam dunk. I don't know if it's a great year to have the second or third pick, but Shedeur Sanders of Colorado had a big year as a huge arm. Cam Ward is electric as a playmaker. Jalen Milroe, I've seen ranked very high. Quinn Ewers is going to the league. I mean, is there somebody that you think separates themselves? What do you make of this 2025 class?
I think it's a bad class.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Just from top to bottom. Like, and especially when you compare it to last year's class where you had Jaden Daniels, you had Caleb Williams. I like Drake May a lot. He's already played some. Bo Nix was a guy that I didn't see would have this much success early. He's been great. And a lot of them, their flaws were pretty minor. The flaws in this class, I do think, are more significant when you throw on the tape. And, like, there's not a prototypical 6'5", like Anthony Richardson, who was a potential pick, but he was a specimen, 6'5", and he ran like a 4.4 at the combine. He throws it like 80 yards. You're like, oh, we can see the upside there. There's not that guy. There's not really a guy who has just blown you away throughout his career with, you know, perfect stats or taking over games. But there are two. I think there are two that have separated themselves, and I do put them sort of in a class by themselves. Probably the only two that I would consider in the first round are Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. Like, I wouldn't touch Jalen Milroe. I don't think he's anywhere near polished enough as a passer. I wouldn't touch Quinn Ewers. I think he's had way too much injuries, and his film this year was a little shaky. Jackson Dart, the kid from Ole Miss, I think he's probably an interesting pick in the second round, early second round, maybe late first. But I think it's clear cut for me. Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward are kind of a cut above, but they're totally different. And as you mentioned, like, I think Cam Ward is the upside play because he has the strongest arm and he's the most mobile. And he is a highlight reel when you watch him, but it comes with some really boneheaded mistakes. Like, he'll throw it across his body. He'll hold it too long. He'll make a bad throw. So like, you got to try to coach that out of him, but man, the playmaking ability is there, sort of like Patrick Mahomes. And then you've got Shedeur Sanders, whose tape is awesome. Like, he is probably the highest football IQ of this class. You can just tell he's been around the game a long time. He's gotten exceptional training. He's played a ton of football. But I do think his arm talent is sort of capped. It doesn't blow you away. He's mobile, but it doesn't really scare opposing defensive coordinators. Like, it's not a Jaden Daniels or, you know, a Caleb Williams or somebody who can really hurt you with his legs, or, you know, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. So I think he's like a safe play that he can start. I just don't know if there's much upside left in him. So me, I have Cam Ward 1 and Shedeur Sanders 2, and I really have those as the only two who I would consider in the first round.
And don't forget, Deion will be coaching the Cowboys, and he'll be trading Dak to move up to get Shedeur, right?
I believe half of that. So I do think – so I think he – I put it at 60% chance that he takes the Cowboys job.
No and it's already, way. Are you kidding
me? I promise you. So Ed Werder, who is dialed in as anybody with Dallas, earlier today, I'm sure you guys saw the reports, he said – if Deion is offered the job, he will take it. And so Jerry's doing his due diligence. He's talking to different people. But Jerry Jones is a risk taker, right? He's just the one that's kind of off the wall enough to make a hire like this. He's always been loyal to his ex-players. Every player that I talked to that played for Jerry, whether they worked for him after as a coach or not, they just say he really looks after his own. And Deion, having spent time in Dallas, it makes a lot of sense. Jerry loves the big-name brands. And here's what's kind of even crazier than the reaction you gave is I think it could actually work. Like, beyond the sunglasses, beyond the quotes, beyond the bravado, Deion is a fierce competitor who, when you cross over that line and it's time to go to practice and time to go to work, he holds his players accountable. Now, he lets them have fun and he lets them do a lot of stuff off the field because he's kind of been that type of player himself. But when it's time to go to work, he goes to work. And I do think his messaging would resonate with today's NFL player. So I don't think it's that crazy. And I put it at 60% it happens. I don't think they make the trade. You know, I've seen the trade proposals. It'd be really tough to move off of Dak. I think that Deion would love that to happen. But I think Deion will take his chances and say, you know what, maybe I'll get a couple years with Dak and then we'll make a move for Shedeur. Because I do ultimately think that's his dream of what he would want to do. He's coached Shedeur in peewee football, high school football, college football. And I think he would love to do it in the NFL too.
Danny Cannell with us here on Grant and Danny. We got to get you back on to talk about that if and when it does happen. But we do have a national title game here coming up. What's the story of this game to you? Like, where is this kind of won and lost, the kind of the fulcrum, that tipping point? Is it Notre Dame's offensive line against this Ohio State front? Is it vice versa? Give me your thought there.
Yes, I think it's, can Notre Dame like withstand the initial onslaught that Ohio State's going to throw at them? Because Ohio State, we've seen the juggernaut they are offensively. There's firepower all over the place. Jeremiah Smith, who probably would be a top five pick if he was eligible, he's just a freshman. Their wide receiver has been awesome. Do they have a game plan for him? And then if you do, can you slow down Emeka Buka, who's probably a day two NFL draft pick, their second wide receiver? And then if you stop those two, you got to stop a couple of the backs in the backfield and Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins, who are probably going to be some of the top running backs off the board. There's NFL talent all over the place. And they have an edge on defense too. They're a $20 million roster for a reason. And Notre Dame is like this patchwork of players. Like, their offensive line, as you mentioned, they just lost another left tackle. And it's kind of interesting because they've actually gone full circle. To start the season, they lost their starting left tackle, Jagasaw, who actually might be playing in this game after returning from a bicep injury. He did play a little bit last week. He might return to his initial starting role of left tackle after missing most of the season. And then they also lost a guard in the game against Penn State. So they're like piecing all these things together. Jeremiah Love, their running back's wearing a leg brace, and he's out there still willing his way to a win. Can their defense, who, by the way, lost their best defensive player, their top tackler and tackle for loss and sack guy, Riley Mills, was lost for the season in the Indiana game. They are just like the story of perseverance, of resilience. Can they pull it together for one last effort and kind of bring Ohio State in the mud? Like, can they bring them in the slop and make it an ugly game. And I think they can. Like, they are. There's something about them that just is pretty special. And as good as Ohio State can be, we've seen them struggle with the more physical teams up front. It's been the question mark. They lost to Michigan, who was not anywhere near as talented. Texas found a game plan to contain Jeremiah Smith. So I do think Notre Dame can make this a game. And if they do, that's another reason I like the under in this one as well, because even if they do get blown out and it does get a little bit sideways, I think you've got two ways to win the under. One, Notre Dame pulls them down and it's an ugly kind of defensive game and they're able to control Ohio State's offense. But if Ohio State dominates, I don't see them putting up 50 points. I could see them putting up 32, 35 points. And I don't think Notre Dame is able to score a lot of points. And I think it could be like a 35-7, 35-10 type of game if it gets sideways. But I kind of like the sweet spot of like a 21-17, 24-21 type of game that would be the under with a Notre Dame cover.
That feels like what Notre Dame kind of wants to do, right?
They would love it to be, yes. Exactly.
Muck it up. Check out BetOnline for the top college football playoff final game and player lines, plus opening odds for the 2026 college football playoff. You see why we love Danny Cannell. Nobody better to talk the college game with.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.